The decision to become a reverent person is essentially the decision to become a spiritual person. There is currently no place for spirituality within science, politics, business, or academia. To a five-sensory personality that lacks reverence, a reverent businessman or businesswoman appears to be competing at a disadvantage because the range of his or her activities is not unlimited, and a reverent politician appears to be unqualified for leadership in a world where the only power that is recognized is external power. Yet, to the multisensory human, a reverent businessman or businesswoman is a person who infuses a new energy into the archetype of entrepreneur, shifting it from a dynamic that is motivated by profits that are generated by serving others to a dynamic of serving others that is made possible by profits. And a reverent politician is a person who challenges the concept of external power and brings to the political arena the concerns of the heart. Therefore, the decision to approach life with reverence means acting and thinking as a spiritual person in a world that does not recognize spirit, and it means moving consciously toward the perceptions of the multisensory human. To live with reverence means being willing to say, "That is life. We must not harm it." And, "Those are our fellow humans. We must not destroy them," and mean it. It means re-examining the way that we treat the members of the animal kingdom that serve us so patiently. It means recognizing the rights of the earth. That the earth has rights is a concept that is not even present in our species yet. An attitude of reverence is the atmosphere, the environment, in which the multisensory personality evolves. It is a sense of richness and fullness and intimacy of being. It creates compassion and acts of kindness. Without reverence, without the perception of the holiness of all things, the world becomes cold and barren, mechanical and random at the same time, and this creates experiences of alienation and acts of violence. It is not natural for us to live without reverence, because that separates us from the basic energy of the soul. Reverence automatically brings forth patience. Impatience is the desire to have your needs met first. When your needs are taken care of, do you not then have patience with the needs of others? A reverent person honors life in all its forms, in all its activities. It does not think in terms that are required to produce impatience. Reverence permits non-judgmental justice. The soul does not judge, and so the personality chooses to bring into physical reality another of its soul's characteristics when it chooses to approach life with reverence. The reverent person cannot consider himself or herself superior to another person or to any other form of life, because the reverent person sees divinity in all forms of life and honors it. An attitude of reverence facilitates the transition from the logic and understanding of the five-sensory human to the higher order of logic and understanding of the multisensory human, because, as we shall see, this higher order of logic and understanding originates in the heart. Without reverence, our experiences are brutal and destructive. With reverence, our experiences become compassionate and caring. We shall come to honor all of life sooner or later. Our choices are when that shall happen, and the quality of experience that we shall have as we learn.